Is there an alternative to PFI, and if so, what should it be?
There are a range of alternatives. The most simple and direct is actually to do it through traditional public procurement, and at a time when we all recognise that you desperately need a stimulus to economic growth, there's never a better time than actually risking putting up your debt in the short term to save the economy in the long term. So there is an alternative. In fact, I would argue more that the extra costs incurred by PFI at this time, when borrowing is so expensive, so highly priced and so expensive, will of itself squeeze out the necessary investment, real investment that we want in infrastructure, which is so central to achieving getting us out of the whole world.
And what do you think about this idea of a national infrastructure bank?
Well, I mean, I'm not an expert, but I have always looked with envy at the German economy, where they have got a far stronger tradition of regional governance, with regional investment banks as well as national investment banks. I can never quite understand why we can't get that off the ground, and I never quite understand, actually, the Treasury orthodox that opposes it, except this fear that the public sector is no good at delivering infrastructure, and we would be ripped off. And the truth is, at the moment, we're being ripped off by PFI, and you can see it by the way that PFI contracts are being bundled up and sold on again in the markets, and that is because they are exceedingly profitable. And I genuinely think that if there is any, I haven't seen the evidence that the private sector delivers at a cheaper cost the capital project and on time. I haven't seen the evidence, but even were that to be true, that doesn't justify entering into these very long contracts of managing the asset, where all the evidence appears to demonstrate that there are excessive profits being made at that stage, and that's so any win at the early stage is offset by the loss at the later stage.